Hey, what's up? Hope everyone's having a good morning today. We're excited for this episode of The Order. I am Kellen from Wizard Tricks, and this is The Order podcast. So hope you guys are having a good day. Like I said, we have a really good episode. We're all really excited about this one, and we have some new cool topics to talk to you guys about. So I'll let everyone introduce themselves, and then we'll get going.
Bonjour, y'all. I am Brita from Witches Unite.
Hey, everybody. My name is Chris. I'm from Wizard Way.
Hey, I'm Zoe, and I'm from Snitches and Witches.
Awesome, guys. All right, cool. So the first thing we're going to be talking about today on the episode is who is going to be playing Wizards Unite. And kind of the specific questions, who's going to start playing, and then who are the people who are going to actually keep playing the game as, you know, the months go by, the years go by, and this game is out. Who are gonna be the people who start, just, you know, and then who are gonna be the people that stay?
So remembering when Pokemon Go came out, I have zero background in Pokemon, and I only started playing like after it had been out for 3 weeks because it looked super cool. And then my husband and I got into it, and obviously we are now still playing years later. And so I'm curious to see how much of that we will see again with Wizards Unite. I think certainly the people who are gonna be playing on day one are existing fans of Harry Potter and existing fans of AR games in general. Mm-hmm. And then the question will be, who will be sucked in based on the publicity and play that first month, besides all of us hardcore fans on day one?
Yeah. With Pokemon Go, I think if it's anything like Pokemon Go, you had just all the people who played Pokemon when they grew up who were really excited about it. And then you just had everyone else and their moms, you know, playing because everyone was excited about it and everyone was playing it and you couldn't walk down the street without seeing someone play. So the curiosity of what everyone was doing kind of picked up and everyone started to play. And I think they hope it's like that. So hopefully everyone plays. And I think that's one of the great things about Pokemon Go. And I still see that now. I just went to the park the other day, actually not to play Pokemon Go, to do something else. And there were a group of people that I knew who were playing Pokemon Go. They were doing a raid and I stopped by. And the great thing is it's all ages. I mean, there were elderly people, there were people my age, there were young kids. And I think that's what has been great, and I wouldn't expect someone of that age group, especially like the older age group, they didn't play Pokemon Go, or Pokemon, or they probably didn't. They probably didn't have a Game Boy playing. I mean, they maybe had grandkids play or something like that, but I don't think they originally were the type of people playing the game. So they've stuck with it.
Yeah, definitely. My friend Sean said that it's the closest we've ever gotten to world peace was those first 2 weeks of Pokemon. and even up here in the winter, even in like negative below temperatures, there are still people who are playing. And I mean, it's fragging cold. You don't want to be out there in it, but there are still people out there in it raiding and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think part of the wonderful thing of Pokemon and also Harry Potter is that they're cross-generational as far as the base goes. When you're looking at Pokemon, this is something that it started when I was in junior high school, I think. I'm dating myself. But that's when it like got going in my generation. And so when you have us now as adults, it's not only us who have heard of it, but Pokemon has continued to exist over the last 20, 25 years. And it means that everyone below us in age has at least heard of it, even if they're not players of the Pokemon games. It's kind of been the same thing with Harry Potter. Harry Potter came out around the same time, and it's continued to exist in movie form and in the spinoff of Fantastic Beasts and in their own video games, including the Lego games. These are things that have been in existence for the last couple decades. So it is cross-generational in that it has continued to exist over time. And having been that way, most people in society have at least heard of Harry Potter. And this is not just in the US, but worldwide. So I think that because it is a well-known brand, it's definitely going to draw in a larger net of people rather than just being really, really focused on a niche market.
Yeah, I'd be really curious to hear from, you know, because in the English world, Harry Potter is massive. But in like Japan and the Asia countries, Pokemon has always been huge. I mean, they've had celebrations. Pikachu Day is like a holiday in Japan. Like it's
Yokohama does it every year.
Yeah, like it's a major thing. Pokemon's a major celebration in some of these other countries, and it's big here too. And Harry, I think Harry Potter is huge there as well. But I would say for me, I was like, well, Harry Potter is a much bigger brand, a much, much bigger brand than Pokemon ever was. But I wonder if that's because I live in an English speaking country and that's what I've been exposed to heavily for my entire life rather than my childhood playing the games.
So I have just a few teeny tiny international insights into Harry Potter. I was studying abroad in France when the French translation of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows came out. And I had already been there for, I don't know, at least a couple weeks, a month. And the British copy was all over French bookstores. And in some French bookstores, that was one of the only English books they had, was the British copy of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. You know, I had a student when I was a couple years later teaching English in France, the day that the movie came out, come to school in Wizarding Rooms. Like that's, you know, and that's one country. My husband and I were in Japan last year and there were ads on the train for the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at the Universal Studios that is in Japan. And then my younger brother lives in Vietnam right now and his girlfriend is Vietnamese. And we were talking about how excited they were when they finally got the Vietnamese translation. So that's only three countries, but they are definitely all non-English speaking countries in very different parts of the world who there's the least some excitement around people in their teens and their 20s and I guess now 30s who love Harry Potter. Is it that big the rest of the world? Maybe.
So I'm not sure if it's going to be much of a regional demographic thing. I think it's probably going to be more of like an age demographic thing. Many times you see in articles all the time that millennials are dubbed the generation, the Harry Potter generation. you see it all over the place. And so,
finally, good things about millennials.
Hey! Yeah. I don't ruin everything, see? that's a really big thing. But there's also been kind of a renaissance with the Fantastic Beasts movies coming out, and you see all of these larger big box stores finally coming out with Harry Potter branded merch. It's not like just a small corner of Hot Topic anymore. Mm-hmm. Like it has been for the last 8 years since the movies stopped coming out. It's like, oh wait, no, Bed Bath & Beyond has like Slytherin sheets. What is happening?
Also, just to add to the international appeal, people might know this if they follow me on Twitter, but I watch a lot of Korean dramas. And in Korean television, as well as Taiwanese and Chinese, like, you would be surprised how many random references there are to Harry Potter just watching television. Like, if someone does something even remotely wizardy or you know, a character is hiding in a cupboard or something, they'll make a reference to Harry Potter. So it really is ingrained in Asian culture as well, if it can be understood and written into scripts for television dramas.
Yeah.
So just adding my two cents there that it is well enough known to be part of the culture and something that can be referenced as a joke in television.
So if we're gonna assume that Harry Potter is just as big or bigger than Pokemon Go, do you think there'll be just as many players or more playing in the first couple weeks?
I mean, I think So I think it partly depends on what the game is like. And we obviously haven't had a gameplay trailer yet. Because I know some people are feeling a little jaded from Hogwarts Mystery. And people, even if they've dabbled in augmented reality games in general, like, you know, I mean, a lot of people did drop it, even though they liked it. And I think it just really depends on what the game is going to be like, and then what the buzz is like, to see how crazy it's going to be the first couple of weeks. I certainly think over time, it's going to be as big as Pokemon Go. I just don't know if, like, the first 3 weeks are going to be this, you know, every single media broadcast and your teeny tiny local town newspaper covering it kind of insanity that we saw in 2016.
Yeah, it definitely went super viral very quickly. Like, I didn't play Pokemon Go until a coworker was like, oh, they came out with a Pokemon game for your phone, you should check it out. And I didn't for like another week. And then I saw everybody playing it and I'm like, wow, what's going on? And so there was the hype factor is what got me involved in Pokemon Go, even though I am a Pokemon fan and played it when I was younger. I had never done mobile gaming at all. And here I am with my own YouTube channel around mobile games now. But it's something that the hype factor is going to be really important. It's going to have to be that people are seeing a bunch of people playing. But now that we have Pokemon Go, a lot of people just walking around, if they see random people tapping on their phones and such, they assume that it's Pokemon now. So I'm not sure that it will have quite the same effect, because it won't be the first time something goes viral, but they are definitely going to have to generate a good amount of hype and that viral sort of atmosphere in order for people's curiosity to be piqued.
Yeah, I definitely wonder about the hype factor, and if, because it's a similar game to what came out with Pokemon Go, because Pokemon Go is fairly revolutionary in terms of the technology and what they were doing with the mobile game. So I'm curious how much of the hype factor they'll have with, like, oh my God, there's this really cool game that has this new technology out that's like Pokemon Go and everyone's playing it. Like, I wonder if it'll take off like that. I mean, honestly, like, I think one of the best things that happened with Pokemon Go was all the media coverage, all like the television, local news, national news coverage on Pokemon Go and driving. That was probably the best thing for Pokemon Go, because it got on news channels every night for like a month. You know?
Could this game kill you? Stay tuned to the news.
I mean, all it had is good so for much us coverage on national and local media. It was insane, but it was because of that. It was because of the texting and driving, Pokemon Go and driving situation.
Your children are in danger.
Like, that, the reality is, it got a ton of publicity because of that.
It totally did.
So, so I wonder what if Pokemon or if Wizards Unite will get that same sort of media attention nationally. I think that will drive it to people. I mean, it's free advertising. I mean, it's like a major free advertising. Millions and millions and millions of people every night watching the news. And all, and a really a different demographic of people watching the news too, that are bringing them, to the game. So I'm curious if that will have an effect at all. But I also think, in terms of answering the question of who will play in a month or 2 months or 3 months or a year, I think to a large degree it depends on how well we as YouTubers do, and how well we do in terms of our online presence with articles. And, like, you know, the Silk Road has done major things for Pokemon Go and Pokemon Go Hub, and like those organizations that we have for Wizards Unite, along with the YouTubers. I think how well we do will help make sure that the lasting effect of the game will continue. Because I, a lot of people still play because of the community that they see around, and the what the YouTubers show to still be a community. I think that's why a lot of people still play to a large degree. I mean, keep the fire in it.
And pressure's on.
Yeah.
And kind of interestingly, I was never somebody who watched YouTube. I thought it was super boring until, like, 6 months after playing Pokemon Go and my husband was watching YouTube videos and I got interested in trainer tips. And I never understood the appeal of watching YouTube videos about games. I thought it was so stupid. And and I also like watching, he doesn't do gaming videos anymore, but it was like Clash with Cam. And their personalities got me into YouTube. And that slowly got me into other channels. Mm-hmm. And I never would have started watching YouTube if it weren't for Pokemon Go.
Actually, the same. I was never a big YouTuber before. I would never just watch YouTube videos. And then I picked up Trainer Tips, trying to find out some information about Pokemon Go. And kind of got hooked on it. And it really did keep me one up to date on the game, but also interested in playing. And it's like, I think it's like that for so many people.
Yeah, I think when interest starts to dip down, online influencers become really important, because if stuff happens in life, and it always does, there are going to be people who fall off the bandwagon and they're dealing with life. And then suddenly they get a notification that one of the YouTubers that they follow dropped a video and it has some crazy clickbaity title about something new happening in the game, but it gets you clicking. Right. And so they check out one thing and they realize, oh, there's something new going on in the game. Let's open it up. And so it does tend to bring people back when they see, you know, social media flooded with, oh, there's this really cool thing that just happened. You know, I hope everybody's as hyped as I am, kind of thing. So I do think that online influencers, and I can't believe that that's me now.
What is my life? I'm really funny.
But I think that online influencers definitely do play a role in the continuance of people's gameplay. So that makes me worried.
And ultimately, that's the whole reason I started my channel. I wanted to be someone who helped the community become great. I mean, that's my goal for my channel, is to help build a great community for Wizards Unite and to allow an experience or help enhance an experience of a game that brings people together and creates communities. That's what ultimately I want to create for my channel, and that will always be the goal and focus of what I'm trying to do with Wizard Tricks. So I think that's important, and that's the whole reason I started my channel.
Same. Yeah. Another huge factor, I think, is going to be whether or not there are story type quests in the game. Because if you remember that dry spell through 2016, early 2017, where there's just like nothing happening. Mm-hmm. It was just grinding, playing Pokemon Go, and there wasn't much of a storyline to it. We got the appraisal system, which you had to like decode, which was interesting, but that was about it. It was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go catch another Pidgey.
Yeah, it definitely dropped off there for a while.
Yeah, and then they introduced more features, and then now we have quests and stuff, and it feels like, okay, we've got the ball rolling again. But that's a huge concern of mine, is whether or not, because Niantic's not super good at timing for hype. It's just like, oh no, you gotta push the gas pedal a little harder there, sweetie, and a little sooner so you can just get that going.
But hopefully Pokemon Go was a learning curve, that Niantic has learned a lot from the pitfalls of Pokemon Go and having been silent for too long and not interacting with the fan base, and you know, hopefully that they've learned how that affects their numbers, because they have access to that way better than we do.
Right.
But we can tell when something is off and when people are getting bored. And now that they've seen what happens when that happens to their numbers and money and so forth, I would think that it would behoove them to have a lot more in place, schedule-wise, when they actually go live with the game, which might be why it has been pushed from 2018 to 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think they've learned a lot. And this actually is perfect segue into kind of the next topic of will the game be detailed around the books, more of the movies? Will it be something new? How are they going to put the details in there? Like, you know, those subtleties. Where is it going to be geared to? Or is it going to be a whole new thing?
That's going to be the weird nuance, is because with all games, you have to not just capture the attention of like the hardcore fans within the intellectual property, but you also have to capture the casuals. And so having the detail that's going to capture the hardcore fans, but also not have the kind of the deer in the headlights. Oh my gosh, there's just so much here. I don't know where to start. that's going to be a very difficult balance to gather. And so yeah, they're going to have to just balance it like a teeter totter. So yeah.
I think yeah. that it can be done where some of the details, the kind of things that would make us go, ooh, they got that right. If they're there, but they don't actually affect gameplay. Like you don't have to have extensive knowledge to make the right decision or, I don't know, quest properly or whatever. Because we don't know what the gameplay is. I feel like I'm being very vague with possible things that can be done. But yeah, it would be great to, you know, to see references to names or to animals or to places that are from the books. And I'm like, oh, wow, they remembered that. But it's like part of the backstory and it's not necessary to get the reference in order to proceed with the game. And I think that if they do that, that would kind of balance things out.
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of going back to Pokemon Go a little bit is when the game first started, it was very simple, but also was very, very tailored to the majority of people who played Pokemon Go. They started with Gen 1, which is the most familiar generation of Pokemon, and they just started with the basics. So I think that's what we'll see, and that kind of captures those casual gamers. And then as we've gone on, they've added things that are less casual, that are more for the experienced and known individual. They've obviously, you know, gone further in generations, which less and less and less people are familiar with, and items that people are less and less and less familiar with. So I think that's something that we'll see with Wizards Unite, is we'll see the basics, we'll see the fundamentals of the universe, and then as the game goes on, they'll develop some of the things that the hardcore gamers, you know, the people who want to be experienced or who are very experienced in the Harry Potter universe, they'll bring those features into the game as we go and pull along the people that the casual players that they've been able to capture.
I think part of that as well is from a visual sense, Pokemon Go started out being a very visually recognizable thing. People were wandering around in broad daylight and nobody knew why until they asked, what are you doing? And it's like, I'm playing Pokemon Go. So I do think that Niantic is going to try and make, you know, and like, it's a good thing that they're trying to make a bit of a spectacle of themselves, because if they're going to create hype, it has to be something visual that people are going, what's going on? Which is why I really suspect, I don't know what they're going to do exactly, but I would definitely anticipate something having to do with waving your hand or verbally saying a spell or something input-wise that is going to be visually like, what on earth are people doing? Because I could see that being a headline in a TV show, like, people are waving their arms and nobody knows why, and then they explain what the game is. You know, muttering to yourself is now normal because of Wizards Unite.
People are shouting, you know, like, it, into their phone.
There are things that could definitely generate attention that could bring people's attention to the game.
Yeah.
So I do think that just like with Pokemon Go at the beginning, it was just people wandering around. There wasn't too much to do in the game, but what you were doing was very much attention grabbing. So well, I do think that they would probably go something like that in that direction. So there would be something unique that you are doing AR-wise that's going to bring attention to you playing the game.
I think that would be very smart. Even if it's like one or two things that you have to do in order to...
Guardian Leviota.
Yeah, do some sort of thing that you occasionally have to do where you wave your arms. I think that would be really smart. But one of the things, one of the early complaints that I've heard from people who play Pokemon Go, familiar with the fact that Wizards Unite is going to be coming out, is the fact that they already are stared at by going around in random places and groups and just standing there. with their phones out in a group, like that's already like people are asking, what are you doing? Still, people ask, like, what are you doing? And then if they're gonna make you wave your hands around and like do these like weird gestures and stuff like that, they're like, we're gonna get like laughed at and like made fun of and like, what are you guys doing? And stuff like that. So I think it would be really smart because it would draw attention. I'm not sure how much people, especially the casual players, will be comfortable with doing that and then people asking them. Like, some people,
I think that part of the trick of it though would make it an optional thing, much like AR or AR Plus is an optional thing in Pokemon Go. Doing wand waving spells or the verbal input, I think it would be an optional part of the game because, like you said, some people are not going to be comfortable doing that. Certainly very introverted people are not going to be comfortable going out and basically drawing a bunch of attention to themselves. And I'm one of those people that I get noticed playing Pokemon Go all the time because I do late night grinds from about like midnight to 3. And I've been pulled over so many times by cops going, what are you doing? Why are you loitering in this area? And I'm just driving at like 5 miles an hour. But they think that something suspicious is going on until they stop me. And I'm like, no, literally, I am trying to find a shiny right now. This one's not shiny. I'm just driving around. Trust me, I'm okay. Is something wrong with your car, ma'am? I do think that it will probably be an optional thing if they do it because, not everybody is going to want to bring attention to themselves. And because it's something that is supposed to be played anytime, anywhere, you want people to be safe. So I don't think it would be something that you would have to do in the game, but something that you could do in the game that would add some fun to it if you were willing to enable it.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
Sorry.
Good point. I don't think there's anything else to say because you said it.
Good job, Chris.
Yeah. We all ditto what you just said. So
excellent.
Awesome. Well, cool. This has been a really awesome episode. Thank you for joining. I thought it was going to be good. I don't think we disappointed. So really excited for everyone to join. Thank you, everyone, for watching. We'll have a new episode soon. Also, we do have a podcast version of this as well, where you can listen to an audio, both on iTunes and a variety of other places, Google and a bunch of other places too. So you guys can check us out there. We also have a YouTube or a Discord. So if you guys want to join that, I'll make sure to have it in the description of this video so you guys can find us there. And you can chat with us and hang out with us. So yes, thank you guys for joining and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Anon.